Across GE's 7,000 acres near the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, there are a series of contrasts. Amish country and futuristic buildings, trees, streams, and engine thrust. In 2002, the GE90-115B engine, which powers the Boeing 777, set the world record here as the most powerful jet engine in the world. Site leader Brian DeBruin begins the tour of this, the biggest privately held landmass in the state of Ohio, in the large engine production building. This is the place where workers prepare to send the engines to customers. Essentially, we are starting at the end and working our way backwards.
So this engine's a GE NX-1B. It flies on the Boeing Dreamliner, the 787. And so this is after tests, right, is preparing for shipment. So what we'll do here is we'll do inspections, we'll look for nick, dent, scratches, make sure the paperwork's right, that the oil's clean, and everything's ready to go for our customer.
340 people work at GE's People's Operation. In this huge warehouse, which soon will add another bay, employees do the final assembly for the GE-NX and the GE-90. The fan cases are shipped from Batesville, Mississippi, and the propulsors come from Durham, North Carolina. These engines will go into new jets lasting an average of 40 years, but maintenance is required for parts replacement every 5 to 7 years. We get back into DeBruin's car and drive to the newest $40 million indoor engine test facility. All engines are required to be tested and broken in for hours before the customer gets them. When Brian and I go in 5C and D, workers are doing acoustic tests.
Yeah, you can hardly hear it. Just a little bit of a rumble.
Nobody is allowed to go in the bay with the engine. In a control room, workers sit in front of computers and run the tests. Brian and I have to go outside to appreciate just how loud the engines are. That's pretty good that I have to go out of my way to hear anything.
Yeah, so you can hear the rush of the air here. But that's what you're hearing here.
Since 2006, GE says it has invested more than $160 million in facilities expansion to manage the growing volume of development engine and production engine testing. This site has come a long way since its beginnings as a rocket test facility in 1954. You can see pictures of that and the current operation on our website, WVXU.org. In the 1970s and 80s, GE had to cover the test areas with curtains during the time it was under surveillance by a passing Russian satellite. Carl Trotter takes over the Peebles tour, and we climb a big hill to get a closer look at the operation's fuel farm. There are three 250,000-gallon tanks. With all the testing Peebles goes through, 7 to 8 million gallons of jet fuel a year. That's enough for a family car to go 210 million miles.
If you look out along the ridgeline on the other side there, you see that power line tower? That's our property line, and we're in the middle of the property here, so that kind of gives you some aspect to how big 7,000 acres is.
Now we're on a driving tour of the development area where workers are testing experimental engines. All the engines and stands where they sit are very secretive, and I'm not allowed to take pictures. We pass 3C, considered the gold standard of test areas. Trotter says any engine company in the world can bring their engine here, run the numbers, and when they get back home, those numbers should match these numbers. The turbulence control is up ahead. The giant honeycomb screen recreates various airflows and looks more like something you would see at Disney's Epcot Center.
It's got 19,250 horsepower motors, ability to create winds over 100 miles per hour. It's on a train track there, so we can move it from the front of the engine to create a headwind all the way around to the sides into the back of the engine to create the tailwind there.
Surprisingly, a freezer plays a key role at the Peebles facility. Inside a development building, Trotter opens the chest and we find it full of euthanized birds, ice balls, and ice sheets. Down the road, the birds, the balls, and sheets are propelled into engines with compressed air, kind of like a muzzle loader. Trotter says the government requires this kind of testing to determine whether an engine can safely shut down if it encounters any one of these.
We want to be able to prove to the FAA that the engine can maintain power and we can safely bring the aircraft to the landing.
Trotter stresses none of the development engines undergoing all these harsh tests will ever be put into a plane. Instead, the information will be used to make new engines better. One new engine tested here, the LEAP, a joint venture between GE and Schneckma, just took its maiden flight at the edge of the Mojave Desert. The engine, with ceramic components and 3D printed parts, is expected to save an airline $1.6 million in fuel costs a year because it's lighter. Don't look for work to slow down anytime soon at Peebles. A new Boeing study projects plane manufacturers will deliver 23,000 single-aisle planes over the next 20 years. That's 70% of all commercial plane deliveries over that period. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.